It's a very special day for us today because we have with us Pastor Vitalis Guse, and he is a Ukrainian pastor who is now training in the ELCA to become ordained in the Lutheran Church.
I'm happy to pray with you, with us, stay here, and this nice, beautiful day. And I invite you, thank you, I want to say thank you very much for your help, for your support my country now. We have a very hard situation. I know it's boring now, it's month by month, but thank you so much for your pray first. You pray for my Ukrainian country, my soldiers, fighting for my freedom, my country, and for your support, financial especially, for my country too, because many people, many children, right now should go for another country, Europe, Spain, Poland. My mom lives in Slovakia now because my city, Russian army shooting now every day. And we pray for this every day. We heard the instruction of Jesus Christ, what must be done in order to enter eternal life. I have a couple of things about Evangelia, about Gospel, and try to share with you. And everything at first glance looks simple. Today, all you have to do is find some poor person and start helping him. But to our surprise, we might be met with unwillingness to accept help from us. Because many people don't want to be saved. Their goal is to live life to its fullest. Some people say, save me, but they themselves do nothing. They are like fairy tale princes waiting for their prince on a white horse. And some think that they have already been saved. They think they are always right. All of these people live in an illusion about themselves and the world around them. Today we hear in the gospel about these people who passed by a beaten man, and they justified themselves thinking, don't speak with God's enemies, refuse to help the worthless Samaritan. Usually such people rarely think that a person in dying state is no longer an enemy. We do not ask a drowning person first, do you believe in God? After start to save him. Like a proposition, let's look at Mother Teresa from Calcutta. When she saw a leper dying in the dirt of the street and felt Christ himself calling her to help him, she changed her life without hesitation. Went to live on the streets of Calcutta without a livelihood. The Samaritan in today's gospel is Jesus, who passing by saw and took pity on his creation above us. Jesus disinfected the wounds, not only physically, but also spiritually, with wine in Holy Communion. Anointed with oil, which means a meeting with Christ. The first repentance, the first tears, forgiveness, the first prayers, and the first joy. And then, having put him on a donkey, he brought him to an inn for further treatment, which is the Church of God, in which there are many beaten sick people. I not mean our prayer. I mean some many. Therefore, sometimes we are perplexed why there are so many strange people in the church, why there is so little love in the church itself. There is little patience, little compassion for each other. Why is there irritation, etc.? But what do we want? Do we think we are the healthy and do not need Christ? We are in need. Therefore, if we encounter such things, do not be surprised. We know the reason. Further, following the text of the Gospel, Christ, Jesus paid, gave 2 coins for treatment, saying, "If you spend more, I will return, reward you." There is such an opinion of the church fathers say, 2 coins are 2 books, one of the New and second the Old Testament. Simply put, they have everything we need for our salvation. The world has changed a lot of in the last 100 years. Much has changed in the modern life of Christians compared to the past generation. But the Lord says, stay with us in the Holy Spirit and still work in us. While new technologies are now available, we cannot only read the Gospel like before, but we can listen to it in the way to work at home. And sometimes can do this while working. Listen to the words of God, the Psalms. Only one touch on the phone screen. It is a miracle. We can also watch Christian movies and instruction stories. Who could have dreamed of this even 10, 20 years ago? That's why read the Bible as a honey-filled book that drips grace from it. Remind your children and grandchildren of this. Since today's Word of God convinces us that in order to have dialogue with God, as the scribe did in today's Gospel, we need to know the Holy Scriptures, because through it we hope to enter eternal life through the Word of God. We have a special task from the Lord as Christians of the 21st century. Should deepen our faith and help our neighbors in need with our knowledge. So today Christ turns to us, his faithful disciples, to take care of those who need the wisdom on the Word of God, and then says, if you spend more for their recovery, I will reward you for everything you have done when I come in glory. Sermon of the Mount, telling us great things, lies in the small. And then, whether we gave helping hand to the needy, whether we fed them, whether we visited the hospital or prison, let's be honest ourselves. Not every one of us standing here as a professor or a scientist. Not everyone will be able to build a house and at least hammer and nail. But everyone has the opportunity to be saved. Lord himself descends to us from the highest of heaven and reveals the secret to us as his children. And if we do not get proud, if we accept it, Jesus says that it is enough for us to keep the 10 commandments for our salvation. The Lord did all our work for us, leaving us with only one thing, to believe in him and in his word. And may we become in God's hands like brooms, like a staff hammers and screwdrivers. And he will build. For us, St. Paul says, in our infirmities, God reveals his greatness to the world. Amen.